What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I'm About to Go Ham on Wheat Waffles Candy Ass. So, as you guys know, I'm out here in Riga, Latvia. I just got dropped off by the bus. I didn't get dropped on the other side of the bridge. I'm actually gonna be going over the bridge right about now so I can show you guys some scenery. Behind me, guys, that's where my Airbnb is. That's the start of the outskirts of Riga. So back there is where you will find cheaper apartments, cheaper restaurants, cheaper everything. Over there where I'm going, guys, okay, that's downtown Riga, that's old town Riga, okay, that's where everything is expensive. And just to let you guys know, you have to pay to park in Riga. So if you're gonna stay exclusively in Riga, don't bother renting a car, okay, because you're gonna pay more parking the car in Riga, old town Riga, where I'm going, then you will actually rent in the car, okay? The bus system, guys, it's great. It's amazing. Google actually helps you out a lot. You can pretty much walk anywhere, really. For me to walk from my Airbnb to old town Riga is a little bit under 3 kilometers, it's like a 1 hour walk. I've done it before. That's the guy, they have those, I'm gonna show you what he's doing. You guys see him? You probably don't see him, but they have those things we have in America where they, what's that thing called? Bird or lime? You know, it's that fucking motorized scooter, electric scooter you ride on. I don't know what's it called. I tried renting one of those back then. I was like, this thing is too hard for me to operate. Fuck this shit. I'll just walk around. So, like I was saying, the bus system in Riga is phenomenal. Worst case scenario, that's a, you know, it's a night out, like today, Saturday. It's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night. You know, by that time, the bus system stopped running and you gotta go home. Use Bolt, B-O-L-T. It's their version of Uber. It's hella cheap. It's like 5 or 6 euros to go from old town Riga to my Airbnb. By the way, guys, look at the scenery behind me, okay? Look at the scenery behind me. How about on the other side, right? Kind of reminds me a little bit of Budapest. So, you know, Budapest, Hungary, that's what it reminds me of. So, going back to the point of the video where I'm gonna go ham on wheat waffles candy ass. Let me slow down a little bit. Or damn it, there's a dude walking behind me. Let's see if I can outpace him. I'm outpacing him. I don't want him in the camera. My show, not his show. So, point of the video, going hard as a motherfucker on wheat waffles candy ass. So personally, I like wheat waffles. I find him to be classier and higher IQ than Coach Bitchpill. He does have good videos, but nevertheless, he, like many people in the manosphere, he is a grifter, okay? Now, I didn't mind when he did face ratings for $5, $10, $15, okay, that's fine. I mean, I'd rather have you guys give $5, $10 to a dude than give it to some sharmuta. Then again, wheat waffles is gonna take your money and probably turn around and give it to some sharmuta himself. So, Now, what Wheat Waffles is doing is that he's doing Hamza meets Andrew Tate. Let me explain. He's now doing a course, a monthly membership course with a community. He's charging $50 to join and then $7 a month afterwards to stay in his community. Now, I don't care about the price, okay? $50 sign up fee, then a $7 a month, I don't care about that, okay? A lot of you people out there who watch Wheat Waffles, you live with your mama, so she's paying your bills, or you probably have a decent job, or at the very least, you don't have a life, so you can actually save up money. So at the end of the day, $50 sign up fee plus $7 a month for an incel community, it's okay. But here's the problem I have with Wheat Waffles, is that he claims you can go 2 points up in just 24 hours, okay? You can increase your SMV from a 3 to a 5 or a 5 to a 7 just by taking his course in the first 24 hours. You know, when something is so preposterous like this, you know what they do on the Redonkulous show? 3, 2, 1, bullshit. That's exactly what it is. This is equivalent of Hamza saying you can raise your testosterone levels 400% by buying his scam course, okay? Now, for all you new people on this channel, I'm kind of rehashing what I said before. For you new old guys out there, you probably heard this before, but a lot of people are coming to my channel not because Susan is promoting me, but because other people are promoting me, you know. I'm censored the hell out of on YouTube. In fact, as you guys know, a little over 4 years ago, my main channel that was taken off like a Boeing 747, it got deleted by Susan, and then the other channel I created, it's not going anywhere, guys. And even if I try to create another channel, they know who the fuck I am, so I'm not going anywhere on YouTube. So, but yeah, people are coming over, so I'm gonna rehash a little bit of what I've been saying. It is what it is. Alright, so if you are short, brown, and fugly, it's GG. That's it. You're better off jumping off of this bridge than actually getting a woman to like you. That's just how it is, guys. You know? You see those street interviews? Somebody uploaded a street interview a while back on MGTOW TV. I'm sure it's on YouTube and Rumble as well. There was this guy who was asking random woman in fucking UK, London, did you ever date an Indian guy? And when he asks white woman, did you ever date an Indian guy? She would say, no, I never dated an Indian guy. And then he'd be like, well, are you open to dating an Indian guy? She's like, yeah, I would. Then when he asked a Indian girl if she's open to dating an Indian guy, she's like, no, no. So even your own woman don't like you. That's just sad. And so, again, short, brown, fugly, GG. Jump off of this bridge. That's all I'm telling you. Now, I don't want you to jump off this bridge. I just don't want you to be grifted. That's all. That's what I'm really saying. So, guys, this video is going to be more for average people. It's not going to be for Yogi Obes, short, brown, and fugly, okay? Now, if you are a short, fugly, white dude, it can still work for you. All you have to do is go into Southeast Asia. Go to like a remote island in the Philippines, in Vietnam. Find yourself literally a 4'9" girl. in a remote village, of course she herself is gonna be ugly too, and you're gonna be fine, okay? Now, so this video is not for short, fugly people. And one of the reasons why Indian people are fugly, well, first of all, your skin is brown. It's not matte. Okay, I have to go under the tunnel, guys. I'm not gonna cross this fucking street. Okay, this person stopped. Yeah, I'm not gonna cross this street, you know. I'm just gonna go with the tunnel. Where's the tunnel at? I swear, there used to be a... Where's that tunnel at? You know what? Let me continue over the bridge. You know, there's a tunnel around here somewhere that will take you to the other side. But I see people walking over the bridge. I'll just go over the bridge with them like everybody else, I guess. Look at how nice it is, guys. Look at how nice it is out here in Riga, okay? There's a couple of curry sales out here because it's very cheap. It's a European country, but it's hella cheap. So there are curry sales out there. Ain't no snow bunny fucking with curry sales. Also, snow bunnies ain't fucking with black people, okay? So unless you're like an American basketball player, black dude, you know, they ain't fucking with melanated brothers here, okay? I'm letting you all know that right now. Now, for me, I'm 6'3". Plus, I don't look Indian, thank God. And another thing I do to make sure that people here don't think I'm fucking one of Yogi Obe's people, I talk to them in Spanish. You know, especially if it's a young, cute woman. I'm like, hola, ¿cómo está, señora? Quiero café grande, por favor, right? I just said, you know, hey, how are you? Give me a large cup of coffee, right? Please, you know. So when I talk to them in Spanish, they think I'm a Spaniard. They don't think I'm fucking, you know, Indian, you know. And even if they think I'm a Mexican, you know, not many Mexicans are here, by the way, okay? I'd rather be thought of as Latin American, you know, Enrique, the salsa dancer. That actually might work in my favor if you think about it. I'd rather be thought of as Latino than fucking curry sale or Arab sale. Not many Arabs here. And the reason why is that Arabs have money, so they go to Western Europe and they pretty much buy prostitutes. That's what Arabs do. Here, you get all the poor Indian people who couldn't make it to Europe. There's one right now. So the problem with you guys out there is that, again, your skin color is a turnoff, okay? You have matte skin. It's not shiny, it's not glossy, you stink. Most of you guys are like 5'5 or less. And that Indian phenotype, that's just ugly, guys. That Indian phenotype is just an ugly looking phenotype. The way your face is structured as an Indian, that's just ugly, okay, guys? So this why this video is not gonna be for short, brown, fugly, okay? If you're a short, fugly white dude, again, go to a remote island, East Asia. Damn ambulance. Go to a remote island, East Asia, Vietnam, Philippines. Get yourself a sub-4, literally a 4'9" girl, and you'll be fine if you're a short, fugly white dude. All right, so let's continue. Okay, so this video is gonna be for average dudes, okay? I'm gonna assume that you're not fucking Indian, or you don't look Indian. I'm gonna assume that you are at least 5'8". Guys, in today's world, if you're less than 5'8", you better have a model face. If you're less than 5'8", you better have a model face in 2023. Okay, so we're gonna assume that you're not Indian. You are 5'8" or taller, and that your face is not deformed. Okay, you don't have a big ass forehead. You don't have a recessed chin. You know, you have an okay looking face. Let's say your face is a fucking 5, okay? So again, We are assuming you're not Indian, or at least you don't look Indian. We are assuming you're at least 5'8", and we are assuming that your face is not deformed, okay? When I say deformed, I mean you don't have a big ass forehead. You don't, your eyes are not too close or too far together. You know, you're not a fucking downy baby like Coach Bitchville. All right, so if you're an average looking dude, you're a 5. Okay, here's how you can raise your SMV by 2 points, okay? I know, because I did all this shit. You're not going to be able to do it in 24 hours. I'm letting you guys know right now, right here, you're not going to raise your SMV in 24 hours by 2 points. If you guys think that's possible, hey man, I have a bridge back in Key West I'd like to sell to you if you genuinely believe you can raise your SMV by 2 points. It ain't gonna happen. All right, so first order of business. Okay, if you're losing your hair, get a hair transplant. You can get them as cheap as $2,000 in Tijuana or in Turkey if you're in Europe, okay? My friend QB Willie, he got a hair transplant in Tijuana. I think it cost him like a little bit over $2,000. And I think that actually included a hotel and everything. It's like a 5-day operation, I believe. So if you are losing your hair, get a hair transplant. Okay, if you wear glasses, LASIK, or if you can't get LASIK for whatever reason, contact lenses. That's what I did. Okay, when I was young, I got contacts, and then when I was like 25, I got LASIK. Okay, this is 2023. Nobody watching this video has the right to wear glasses in 2023. All right, so we have taken care of your hair, we have taken care of the glasses. You're not gonna get this taken care of in 24 hours, okay? Now, let's say you're overweight. That's when you need to start eating right and losing weight. At the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand, okay? You're better off being skinny than being Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let me say that one more time. You are better off being skinny and toned than being Arnold Schwarzenegger, especially if you're a short dude. You know, if you're like 5'8" and you're like bulky, you're gonna look like a crab. You know, you're gonna make it look like you're trying too hard, okay? You guys never ever want that, okay? Women can tell if a dude is trying too hard. This is why I tell you short dudes out there, if you're like 5'8" or shorter, please don't try to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're gonna look like a crab, and women are gonna say this guy's insecure, which you probably are, you know. So you're really better off, guys, eating right, running around the neighborhood to get toned, and that's it, okay? You don't even have to go to the gym. I haven't been to the gym in like over half a year. What I'm doing now, guys, is that I'm eating right and I'm walking a lot, okay? Like here in Riga or even in Colombia, I walk everywhere. Everywhere I go, I walk around. In America, you can't walk around because it's too hot. It's just way too hot in Florida to walk around, man. And at the same time, America is not built for walking around. But here, yeah, guys, I walk around 5-6 kilometers a day easy here in Riga. It's cool. Even in Colombia, same thing, you know. Colombia is a hot country, but if you go up in the mountains, you know, it becomes cooler. So whether I'm in Colombia, even in Mexico, to be honest, whether I'm in Colombia, whether I'm in Mexico, whether I'm in Riga, whether I'm in Moldova, Hungary, wherever I go in the world outside of the West, really, outside of America, really, I walk wherever I go. So that does count as exercise. So again, when it comes to being in shape, guys, it's all about eating right, and it's all about looking toned. Must be a soccer game. Yeah, some soccer game. I don't care. Soccer is what I refer to as goitainment, man. Or what the Romans referred to as, circus and bread, right? I got better things to do. So I'm walking through Old Town right now, guys, as you know. I heard good things about this place, Rock Cafe. I don't know if any of you guys ever been there. I heard good things about it. Might come back here later, get a drink, you know, non-alcoholic. So going back to what I was telling you guys a minute ago is that you're better off eating right and just walking around the neighborhood, walking to where you want to go. If you live in Europe or you live in and if you live in a country where you can just walk around like I'm doing right now, you're better off doing that. If you like live in Florida where it's hot, it's humid, you really can't walk around, then simply jog around the neighborhood for 45 minutes, an hour, and call it mission accomplished. You don't have to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, man. All these PUAs who tell you, yeah, bro, dude, you gotta go to the gym, you gotta lift heavy. It really doesn't matter, man. It really doesn't matter, you know. So, all right, so right now we got rid of hair. We got rid of glasses. We got rid of losing weight and being fit, okay? So, now another thing you guys gotta work on is your facial complexion. Now, being in Florida, I was always told to wear sun protection or sunscreen. I think that's what it's called back in America, sunscreen. Now, to me, coming from the Middle East, wearing sunscreen is a big, big defeat for me. So, when I went to my doctor's in Cancun, I wanted to get laser resurfacing, okay? If you guys watch my videos from like a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, my face was really bad, really bad. It looked like I had the face of a 60-year-old, you know, 65-year-old, right? So, when I wanted to get laser resurfacing done, the doctors in Cancun, they're like, yo, bro, your face has way too much sun damage. Why don't you wear sunscreen for half a year? And then we'll talk about it. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna wear sunscreen, I guess. And within a couple of weeks, I'm like, oh my God, I was such an idiot for not having sunscreen. So if your face has damage, get sunscreen, okay? I have sunscreen now. I'm actually wearing it now, you know. Back in America, I'd wear the sunscreen that's like white. I end up looking like I'm doing white face. Because in America, I don't care, man. I just don't care in America about it. America is for me to make money. I don't care about anything else in America, okay? But here, I actually bought... let me get out of their way. Here, I actually bought sunscreen from Walmart. It was like, what, $9 before I left? So I bought sunscreen from Walmart. It's invisible sunscreen. It goes on pretty much clear. Get yourself that, guys. It's under $10 and it will last with you at least 2 months. So, yeah, facial complexion is very, very important, okay? If you're a young dude, you probably don't have to worry about facial complexion, okay? The older you get, you have to, because once you pass the age of 25, your body doesn't produce collagen anymore. Collagen is what grows internally and it keeps your face healthy, okay? So, assuming you got your sun care routine going down, you know, the sunscreen, what it does, it also moisturizes your face, okay? Now, you can also buy, I mean, let's say you're here in Latvia, okay? Here in Latvia, you don't need you don't need sunscreen here in Latvia. I'm doing sunscreen at this point just for the moisturizer in it, you know, and just to be a habit for me. So get a moisturizer, get an exfoliation. Damn it. I think I should go that way. Less traffic. So you should get a moisturizer and you should get exfoliation for your skin. By the way, guys, please don't buy any of that name brand crap, you know. There's a certain company out there that's selling you crap products, you know, with a monthly membership fee. Just about every Manosphere grifter is promoting them. You don't need all that expensive bullshit, guys. You really don't. So you can buy the stuff from Walmart yourself. You really don't need to buy anything off of the internet, you know. Not saying the shit doesn't work. It's like, why? Why would I pay $30 for something I can get from freaking Walmart for like $7.99, you know? So make sure your face looks good. If you're like me, you're old, your face had 40 years of sun damage, go to a clinic to take care of your face, okay? I had collagen injected into my face to rejuvenate my cells. I had buttocks, I had fillers. Now the buttocks only last like 3 months, but fillers last probably 2 years. I had fillers here, I had fillers here. I even had some filler in my jaw, which I really don't need anymore because I lost weight, man. I was 265 at one point. Now I'm down to like almost 235, believe it or not. I actually lost like 4 pounds being here in Riga because A, the food here is hella healthier than the crap we have back in America. And B, I just walk around a lot. You know, I'm going to be here for a month. I'll try to be here longer than a month, you know, God willing, of course. So I might go back to America like 235 or even 230 if I'm lucky, you know. I don't know what that is in kilogram. Okay, according to my app, I'm like 108 kilograms as of today, okay? If I get down to like 105 kilograms, I'll be happy, all right? Now, if I get down to 225 pounds or 100 kilograms, yeah, that'll be really good for me. Start showing maybe a 2-pack or some dumb shit like that. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that you need to have a jawline. Listen, I don't care. Look, a lot of people out there, especially the grifters, they tell you, oh, bro, you're cheating if you have liposuction. You're cheating if you get a nose job. You're cheating if you, you know, get fillers and shit like that. Bull effing shit. Okay? If you have to get a nose job, if you're one of those Arab dudes with a big ass nose, hey man, get yourself a nose job, okay? Especially you Indian guys out there who've, you know, your parents have been fucking one another for the past 5,000 years, you know. You have some deformities out there, okay? So, you guys out there need to understand, we live in the 21st century, okay? Even the Prophet Muhammad said, if you have two choices, the hard way or the easy way, take the easy way. Now, you guys look at me, see here, I don't like this. I don't like this, you know? I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. See? I don't like this. I don't like this. I really don't. I'm gonna go back to my doctor in Cancun and be like, yo, man, what can we do about this, okay? Now, another thing to keep in mind is that I had cheek fat pad removals, okay? I had lip correction, okay? Guys, I'm telling you guys, if you go back, watch my videos before June of 2022, that's, you know, it was July of 2022 when I started face maxing seriously. So if you watch my videos before June of 2022, big ass difference between now and then when it comes to the face. So you guys out there who inherently have a decent face, but you might need a lip correction, you might need some filler, some buttocks, you know, cheek pad removal, hey man, go for it, okay guys? Okay, don't believe any of these grifters who tell you meowing works. You know, for those of you who don't know, meowing was invented by a guy by the name of John Meow. You know, it's not meowing like a fucking cat, you know. The guy's last name was Meow. So meowing is that you can build up a jawline by like doing weird things about your with your mouth, okay? When you're probably growing up, that's probably true. But when you're fucking 25 plus years old, your bones are fucking cemented. You know, meowing ain't gonna do you jack squat, you know? You know, the only real benefit to meowing for somebody like you and me is if you walk around with your mouth kind of a little bit open, that's better for breathing. Okay, that's fine. But if you think that meowing, doing weird things with your lips and a rope and shit like that is gonna make you have a Chad jawline, I have a bridge in San Francisco I'd like to sell to you. So, again, surgeries are your best friend. Nose, filler, Chad, you know, fat pad, cheek removals, lip correction, you know, fillers in here. You know, you can actually get a lot of fat removed down from here, you know. My doctor in Merida, I said, hey man, do you think I still need fat removal from here? He's like, no, your weight is going down. You really don't need fat removal, okay? Now, another thing to keep in mind is that some people are just genetically bad when it comes to fat. Like for me, I am predisposed to high cholesterol, okay? You know, even the doctor who does my blood work for me for TRT, he's like, your cholesterol is high. That's just your genetics. That's just your baseline. It is what it is. Not saying it's a bad thing. Not saying it's a good thing. It is what it is. I'm going to show you behind me, guys. I don't know if you can see it. It's called Origo. O-R-I-G-O. Origo. Okay. This is a very, very good mall. In there, you can find a lot of stuff. Now, if you go by from Remy, Remy is like, I don't know. Remy is kind of like mini Carrefour or a mini Walmart, I guess. Now, if you go in there to buy from there, a lot of people, man, you might have to wait in line like 20 minutes to check out. But it's a nice place, guys. Also, the trains, you know, the trains that go from Riga to all over the country, they're also in there as well, you know. Over here, guys, you got another part of the Origa Center, I think. No, this is called Stockman. I think it's, I don't know, it's probably from the same people who made Origo, I guess. I don't know. It has like a movie theater. It has Costa Coffee. By the way, guys, they don't have they don't have Starbucks in Latvia, just to let you guys know, which personally, I don't care for Starbucks in Latvia. They got decent coffee here. Honestly, man, my girl started making coffee at the house last night. Now I'm like, damn, bitch, this is better than the shit we buy for 3-4 euros, man. So now I'm just doing my own coffee. I just buy coffee when I want to go abuse their internet. Because as you guys know, I got great internet at the Airbnb. I just can't stay home and work, you know. I gotta go to like fucking somewhere and work, you know. So I don't mind going to like a coffee shop, you know, paying 3-4 euros for a coffee and abuse their internet all day. So, like I was telling you guys, just take care of your face, man. Really take care of your face, you know. That's the most important thing. And again, there's no shame in surgery, Maxon. There is no shame in filler. There is no shame in collagen injections. There is no shame. You know, get an IPL photo. You know, photo, I think it's called IPL Photo Facial. You can find them on a Groupon, you know, for like $80. You know, normally a couple hundred dollars. You can find them for $80. Now, with me, Amer Mitwali, I'd rather do the heavy stuff. I'd rather save up money and do laser resurfacing. You know, laser resurfacing, what laser resurfacing does is that it pretty much takes like a millimeter of skin off of your face. You know, imagine, you know, you got rust on a car and you're able to sand it off a little bit. You know, that's pretty much what laser resurfacing does. But like the guys in Cancun told me, they're like, hey man, you got to wear sunscreen. So I might do laser resurfacing. I really don't think I need it, but I might do it. You know, if I got the money, if I got a couple hundred dollars, I'll fly down to Cancun and do the laser resurfacing. I'll also do some fillers and shit like that, you know. Also, another thing about you dark people out there, you know, if you guys noticed like 5 minutes ago, I was like, I really don't like this. See, this is the problem with dark skin tones, okay? See, right now, because it's kind of light, my face looks really good when it's nice and light. But when it's dark, that's when my face looks ugly. See, this is why all these Indian motherfuckers, whether it's women or men, they use a lot of lightening and fillers to make themselves look good. You know, this is why you look at a curry seal like Yogi Obes on video, he looks great. But when you actually look at him in person, you're like, oh my shit, this guy is fucking brown, you know? Brown and ugly, you know? Well, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Yogi Obes mugs 90% of Indian dudes out there. I'd venture to say that Yogi Obes mugs 100% of the Indian people I saw here. And like I said, guys, the Indian people who come out to Riga, those are the Indians who can't afford to go to, you know, Sweden, I guess, you know. So yeah, the darker the skin tone is, guys, the worse it's gonna make your face look under less light, okay? So damn, it smells like urine. Ugh, smells like fucking urine. So you have to be able to lighten up your skin. There's no other way to say it, you know. One of the reasons why I do sunscreen is that it lightens up the skin. Now, unlike Yogi Obes, I don't come out of the box brown. Who the hell is behind me? So, like I was saying, guys, unlike Yogi Obes, I don't come out of this box brown. It's just that in Florida, it's all sun. Even though I have sunscreen on, it's not gonna stop, you know, some UV coming in, you know. But as you guys will see, over the next couple of weeks, I'll become more and more paler because I'm gonna be here for a whole month. So you guys will see the progression over the next couple of weeks, my skin becoming paler and paler. Guys, I can literally tan in real time. You guys can see my skin getting darker in real time, you know. If I haven't been to the ocean in a long time, I'm white down here. And then when I go to the ocean and sunbathe for half an hour, I'm back dark again, you know. So with me, in a climate like this, where it's cloudy most of the time, where the sun ain't that hot at all, I'll get pale, you know. And laser resurfacing, it also helps with making you paler, because it's going to get rid of the old skin and make way for the new skin. So, and again, this is one of the reasons why you curry motherfuckers are not liked by women, is because of your dark features. Now, black guys, they shine, okay? Now, I'm not telling you this. I knew a Korean girl who was doing my hair back in LA. She told me she likes black guys because their skin shines, okay? You guys want skin that shines, okay? unfortunately for you Indian dudes, you really can't do that, you know, so that's one of the reasons why you're fucked. So again, Indian dudes, short, that's already a strike. Brown, that's a strike, another strike. And a fugly phenotype, see, that's why I'm telling you guys, you're better off jumping off in this creek than trying to get with a woman if you're your typical Yogi Obes. And even at that, Yogi Obes mogs 90% of you, and he's the epitome of a curry cell, so what the hell does that say, right? So at the end of the day, guys, I just want you guys out there to understand that all these grifters out there, whether it's Hamza, Andrew Tate, Wheat Waffles, at the end of the day, guys, there is no get rich quick scheme, okay? You look at Hamza. How did Hamza make his money? YouTube promoted him, then he turned around to you guys saying, give me money so I can help you to make it. That's how Andrew Tate and Hamza made their money, okay? It's like the guy behind Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? You know, the guy who wrote that book, Robert Kiyosaki. Guys, Robert Kiyosaki didn't get rich until Oprah promoted his book. Let me say that one more time. Robert Kiyosaki didn't get rich until Oprah promoted his book. Look at Andrew Tate. Look at Hamza. Okay? They're getting rich simply because they were promoted, and then they turn around and they tell you, I have the secret. You just have to pay me $50 a month, or in case of that Indian scumbag, Hamza, $1,000 a month, and you'll make it big too. I'm here to tell you guys, there is no path to get rich quick. It doesn't happen. The only way it can happen is if the Jews decide to bless you. For example, MGTOW TV, you guys can't find MGTOW TV on Google, okay? They ban our apps. They ban our website from being advertised. We don't even show up in the first 4 or 5 pages of YouTube, of Google, okay? But then Andrew Tate was the most Googled person on the face of the planet. And everybody's like, oh my God, look at all the kids. They all want to be like Andrew Tate. We got to stop the misogyny. It's like, really, dog? Really? So, these guys out there, man, they're just making money off of you. That's all. You know, and this is why I'm making this video about Wheat Waffles, man. He's a... Wheat Waffles is grifting off of you. Again, guys, for $50 registration and $7 a month, ain't nobody gonna be poor. I'm not telling you to not buy his course. I'm simply telling you guys out there, you gotta be realistic, man. I mean, let's keep it 100. If you follow Wheat Waffles, chances are you're short, brown, or fugly. Or at the very least, you're short and fugly. Or some of you guys out there can be very well be, you know, awkward or autistic or creepy looking or creepy sounding, you know. You know, voice matters, guys, you know. If you have a creepy sounding voice, that's a big turnoff, you know. Kind of like Mike Tyson, you know. Mike Tyson is like the most dangerous person on the planet. But once he opens his mouth, you like laugh at him because you're like... That voice is so funny, you know, it sounds like he's like a 12-year-old, you know, schoolgirl or something, you know. Again, see how in the when it gets dark, my imperfections come out, you know. This is what you Indian people suffer from on steroids, and not in the good way either, okay. So this is why I say, guys, short, brown, and fugly, it's over, you know. And again, there is no shame in getting liposuction, you know. Some of us out, like, for example, Middle Eastern people, have you guys ever seen Arab cells? You know, Arab cells, you know, Arabs, of course, are incels, you know. Their upper body looks decent, but once you get down to their, like, hip area, their body is shaped like a pear. Decent up top, but the hip area, it, like, balloons out like a pear. You know, even I suffer from that. So what did I do? I got liposuction. You know? In fact, I actually took a picture of myself and I sent it to my doctor in Merida. And I'm like, yo, man, do you think I can even get more liposuction on that area? So again, guys, you guys out there need to understand, okay? Like the Prophet Muhammad said, if you have a choice between the hard way and the easy way, take the freaking easy way, you know? And I know some of you Muslim dudes out there, you're gonna say, oh, haram, you know, you're altering the way you look and shit like that. Guys, when your parents have been fucking their cousin for 5,000 years, you're gonna have some deformities. Let's keep shit 100, dude. A lot of you guys out there who need surgery, it's because you have deformities due to your parents, you know, fucking one another, you know, their cousin for past 5,000 years, you know, right? So I know some Arab dudes out there who have like big ugly noses. It's like, bro, man, people can't even look at you, dude. Your self-esteem is in the shitter, man. Just get fucking nose surgery, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, it's very imperative for everybody out there watching this video to understand. Again, see how when it's dark, my imperfections come out when it's dark, you know. And another thing, guys, teeth are very important. Did I mention teeth? Ooh, that's a good thing. I realized my teeth were sticking out. Teeth are very important. Okay, guys? Now, unfortunately for me, because I grind my teeth, it's a bad habit, it is what it is. My teeth tend to be uneven and they tend to be lowered, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you guys is that teeth are extremely important for you, you know? When I went to Bucaramanga in Colombia, because this teeth, I bit into a chicken wing and it broke my tooth. So I had to get my teeth fixed in Colombia. The lady there, Dr. Vanessa Gutierrez, very, very good, by the way, you know, she was able to even out my teeth a little bit. But next up, guys, I'm going to do veneers, okay? So for you guys out there, teeth are very important, okay? If you are missing teeth, if you have crooked teeth, okay? Very important. Your teeth need to not be missing. They need not to be crooked and they should be white. Not brown, not rotten, none of that stuff. I think I made a full circle and came back to where I started from, but that's all right. I'm just walking around town, you know. So, looks maxing, guys. As long as you're not short, brown and fugly, okay, as long as you're at least 5'8", decent face and not brown. Again, I'm gonna go through a dark area right about now, that way I can show you guys the imperfections in my face. And this is good because see, now the imperfections start showing. Now I can go back to the doctors in Mexico and be like, yo man, do something about this over here under the eye. See, this is like my biggest enemy right here, man. There is a surgery for it, but my doctor is like, hey, let's try other types of treatments before we do surgery here. I really hate this area. See it? Yeah. It makes it look like I have a droopy face. I don't like that. So that's why I'm walking down this dark area, because I want to see my imperfections, you know. Guys, if you have an imperfection, you have to attack it like a shark, you know. When a shark attacks something, it goes straight for it, you know. Doesn't go like up and down, side to side. You know, if a shark wants something or a bear wants something, it goes straight for it, okay? So if you guys out there have an imperfection, go straight for it, okay? All of you guys out there following Wheat Waffles and Hamza, you know what your imperfection is, okay? If you're fucking 5'4", you know what your imperfection is, okay? If you're Indian, you already know what your imperfection is. Do you really need some guy on the internet to tell you that? See, a lot of you guys out there, again, you're looking for a get-rich-quick scheme. you're looking for, in 24 hours, my SMV can go from a 5 to 7. Hell no. Hell to the no, dude. You can't go from a 5 to a 7 in 24 hours, man. You really can't. I mean, the only way, and here's the thing, dudes. You know, even if you're a fat dude, even if you're fat, you know, okay, the only way you can go from a 5 to a 7 in 24 hours is if you actually have a shitload of facial reconstruction and fillers and Botox and, you know, IPL photo, complexion for your skin. That's really the only way you can go from like a 5 to a 7 in 24 hours is if you had major surgeries done on your face. At the end of the day, guys, face is the most important thing out there. Listen, even if you're under 5'8", if you're under 5'8" and you got a model face, you'll do fine, okay? As long as you're not Indian, okay? You know, believe it or not, Yogi Obes actually did fine. You know, somebody showed me a picture of his wife. Yeah, he did marry a Swedish girl. So even Yogi Obes, who's fucking 5'4", Curry, even he was able to get himself a white girl. But again, Yogi Obes mugs 9 inches. Real talk, guys, if Yogi Obes was 6'4", not 5'4", he would be a Chad Preet, okay? So even though we all consider Yogi Obes to be the epitome of a Curry Sill, he's like the best looking Curry Sill, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, face matters the most, okay? As long as you're not like fucking, you know, 4'9", I guess. As long as you have a decent looking face, your body is in shape, you got hair, not wearing any glasses, you'll do fine, guys. You will do fine. I can't stress this enough. Face is the most important thing out there. Real talk, guys, real motherfucking talk. If my face was better than the way it looks right now, guys, if my face was better than this, I'd be drowning in pussy. At 6'3", decent body, hair, no glasses, I'd be drowning in pussy if my face was better than this, okay? You guys out there, face is the most important thing. This is why I'm telling you, the only way you can go up 2 points in looks is if you do surgery on your face. Listen, guys, real talk. Even if you were like 5'9", 5'10", a little bit chubby, and you have a good looking face, you'll still do okay. Again, assuming you're not fucking Indian. Guys, I cannot stress this enough, man. You can't look like the stereotypical Indian, you know? You just can't have an ugly phenotype. Ugly, look, man, look. I'm in Latvia, okay? I told you, there are Curry Sills here. They ain't getting no play. It's because they're short, they're brown, they're fugly. I don't care how many Andrew Tate's video they watch. I don't care how much money they spend with wheat waffles. They're not gonna get anything because they're short, they're brown, they're fugly. They have an ugly phenotype, okay? Now, this video is getting rather long, but I want to make this video more into something more... I want to make this video into something comprehensive so you guys can understand everything from looks to actually getting a woman, okay? What you guys need to understand when it comes to women, it all comes down to a woman's relativity compared to her environment, okay? Now, if you are a short white dude in America, it's over for you. you go to a remote island in the Philippines or Vietnam, there are women who will be with you just so they can have white babies, okay? That works in your favor. Now, where I am in Latvia, okay? Everybody here is either a Chad or a Stacy. With the exception of Indians and blacks, ain't nobody here has black hair, okay? They're all white, they're all blue-eyed, they all have light hair. They're all Chads, they're all Stacys here. That's just how it is, guys, okay? Indian people, black people, they don't show up on a woman's radar, okay? Because they don't exist. They genuinely don't exist, okay? So, here in Latvia, looks are not that big of a deal for women simply because Chads are all around them. Now, in America, you can go anywhere from Giga Chad all the way down to Yogi Obes, okay? See the disparity in America? You can go from super hot Tom Brady all the way down to like fucking Yogi Obes, okay? Here in Latvia, you don't have that disparity, okay? You do not have the disparity from fucking Giga Chad, fucking what you may call it, you know, Chris Hemsworth, and then you go all the way down to Yogi Obes. You do not have that type of disparity here in Latvia, okay? This is why I'm telling you, here in Latvia, guys, looks are not that paramount to a woman. Again, if you're brown or black, they don't even look at your ass, okay? You're out. You don't even count, motherfucker. So, because, and another thing, guys, see, what I do here in Latvia is that when I go into a restaurant or any place, especially if there are hot women around, I go in there saying, ¿Cómo está? Habla español, you know? I go in there acting like I'm fucking Spanish, you know? And the reason behind it is that I want people to think I'm a Spaniard, okay? I don't want them to think, is this guy curry? I want people to think right off the bat that I am a Spaniard, okay? Listen, again, even if the people think I'm like Mexican, I'd rather be known as a Mexican than freaking Yogi Obes people, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, it's all relative to a woman's environment, okay? If you guys are in markets like America, where women have Giga Chad all the way down to Yogi Obes, the disparity in the men available to her, you're really not gonna stand a chance, okay? So, and again, even if you're here in Latvia where all the dudes are like Chads and Shad lights, the women here know that they will always have access to good looking dudes, you know? So they really don't have to worry about, ooh, did I do the best I can? Is there better out there? Did I get a better deal? That really doesn't exist here, guys. Because again, all the guys are pretty much the same. We don't have the type of disparity we have in America. So over here in Latvia, guys, women don't put that much importance on looks, assuming you're a decent looking person to begin with. Again, short, again, brown and black, it's out. You're out. It's that simple, guys. Brown and black, it's out for you, okay? So, assuming you can look decent looking, assuming that you're up there in looks, okay, you're in the game. Now, here, you guys have to understand is that over here, you need to be able to look at other things. For example, here in Latvia, the average salary here in Latvia is about $1,000, okay? The average Latvian salary is about $1,000, okay? That's not enough to live a good life. This is what you guys need to understand, okay? An apartment here in Latvia will probably, shit, let me run before somebody runs me over. An apartment in Latvia will cost you about $600, okay? $600 apartment, $200 to eat, and then maybe $100 for internet, transportation, stuff like that. So pretty much, guys, your entire paycheck here in Latvia is gone simply on surviving and living, okay? So obviously for the woman, they need a little bit more importance than, oh, he's not wearing Air Jordans and that type of nigger shit we have back in America, okay? So most of the guys here who do have money, okay, most of the guys here who do have money are Russians, okay? Now, the problem with the Russians, now not all of them, but most of them, the problem with the Russians, now the problem with the people here who have money is that they are alcoholics, abusive, jerks, loud, boisterous, shit like that, okay? So, at the end of the day, a woman is gonna look and she's gonna say, hey man, I'm not gonna live my entire life working my ass off 50, 60 hours a day and having my entire paycheck go to, let's see if I can go inside this mall. I'm pretty much done with this video. I just want to give you a tour of this mall behind me. Since 1938, GC. Let's go for a walk. Is that security in there? Yeah, that's security in there. That's fine. We'll just stay outside here, guys. All right, so. Now, we live in the real world. Okay, well, not we, you know, the people here. The people here live in the real world, okay, guys? And because they live in the real world, they have to make real world decisions, okay? You have to remember, there is no safety net in Latvia, okay? I'm going down an alley, I see a couple of homeless people, yeah, no thank you. I mean, they're not like in Los Angeles where they get like abusive, malicious, or violent, but yeah, no thank you. I dealt with enough crazy people back in LA, I'm not gonna do that shit here, man. By the way, guys, caffeine over here, this is a great coffee shop. It's like their version of Starbucks, you know. So, since Latvians live in the real world, okay, guys, they don't have credit cards, they don't have bank loans, they don't have welfare, they don't have safety nets here. So women, whether they like it or not, they have to make realistic choices. Again, ain't no woman here gonna say, hey, I wanna make $1,000 a month, give 90% of my paycheck just to live and survive. I would much rather get a dude with money so I can live a decent life. And you know what? That's the way it is. Yeah. You know, women have a right to get a decent guy so they can live a decent life. Yeah. That's how it was throughout the past 5,000 years. Now, in Western civilization, especially back in America, where we do have all that fake shit like credit cards and fucking welfare and shit like that, women don't need men in the West. So they can, you know, they can be as picky as they want. It's all that, it makes perfect sense, guys. Women in the West can be picky all they want. And if they want to ride that cock carousel, you know, until they're in the grave, they can do that. Why not? But here, they can't do that. The woman here, guys, they simply can't do what hoes in America do. This is what you guys need to understand. There is no such thing as a traditional woman. That don't exist. Women are only as good or bad as they are in relativity to their society, okay? In America, a woman can go 911 and a man with a gun will show up and shoot you in the back of the head. A woman in America can say, I'm not happy, and she takes half of your shit, actually more like 70% of your shit, and she will get alimony and child support until the day she dies, okay? If you take a Latvian woman, you take her to America, she's gonna do the same thing. This is what you guys out there need to understand. At the end of the day, man, ain't no such thing as a traditional woman. It doesn't exist, okay? This is why you have to live in a real world, okay? When you live in America where the system is built on usury and debt, yeah, women can misbehave all they want because at the end of the day, they can take your money, they can make money, you know, busting their pussy on OnlyFans, getting a government job where they get paid a shitload of money. I'm telling you guys, Western civilization very soon is gonna come crashing down. It has to. It's mathematically impossible for Western civilization to continue the way it is, okay? Forget immoral, forget morally. It's just mathematically impossible for Western civilization. It's like, I think we owe more in interest than we actually owe on the principal in America, I think. So America will fall, guys. It will fall, okay? Western civilization will fall just based off of debt alone, you know? So the woman over there have really no reason to be with you. They have no reason to be with me for that matter, because let's go this way. And you guys have to understand, man. Yeah, I'm looking at the guy. He has like a nice car. See, you guys need to understand something very important here, man. Here in Eastern Europe, including Russia, the people, the guys who have the nice car, they have the money, they're usually gangs. They're usually mafia. They're just not good people, you know. So this is why women don't like to get with guys like that, because guys like that are abusive, you know. And this is why, one of the reasons why I'm here, because I don't drink alcohol. I'm not abusive. I mean, Yogi Ob's mom probably has other opinions about that, but compared to a lot of people, guys, you know, the fact that I ain't a freaking alcoholic is a big, big plus here, man. The fact that I ain't an alcoholic. So I'm telling you guys, here, you have to understand, the vast majority of guys here for women, when it comes to being a provider, or anywhere in the world really, but we're going to focus on Latvia, the vast majority of guys here as providers are inadequate to women. They're just simply inadequate, okay? So women are gonna look for that provider. Now, whether that provider is alpha or beta, look, here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing you guys need to understand. If you are making your own damn money here in Eastern Europe, you're alpha. That's just how it is, you know? Yeah, you can be short. You can be a little bit chubby. You may not be much to look at, okay? But nevertheless, the fact that you're able to make your own money here in Eastern Europe, that by itself puts you in the category of alpha. Because again, it's not that easy to make money in Eastern Europe. And the governments actually do it like that on purpose. And the reason behind it is that the government wants only big corporations to succeed. Why? Because big corporations, when they hire employees, they take 30% of their paycheck and they give it back to the government in forms of taxes. So the countries in the Baltics, they do everything in their power to make sure people don't work for themselves, don't start a small business, okay? This is why when somebody here has money, has their own business, they're considered alpha, okay? Because they were one of the very, very few people out there who probably had connection with the government or something to get a business going. Listen, at the end of the day, guys, these governments here, they're corrupt as fuck. You know, just because it says European Union and they take the euro doesn't mean that they're any good government-wise. They're corrupt, you know. It's kind of like the whole Ukraine thing. I told you guys, you walk around here, Ukraine this, Ukraine that. Ain't nobody give a flying fuck about Ukraine. It's all virtue signaling so they can get money from the euro trash, man. It's all virtue signaling. The whole Ukraine support is all virtue signaling. So the governments here, guys, are corrupt. They do everything in their power to make sure the little guy doesn't succeed. That way the people are enslaved. That way 30% of their paycheck goes back to the government. I mean, think about it, guys. Over a week, I mean, think about it, right? Over a week of your work, you're working for the government. Imagine that, man. Imagine you work 4 weeks a month, and one of those weeks you're just working for the government. Actually, more than one of those weeks you're working for the government, because the government here takes a little bit over 30% of their pay. You know, that's just how it is here. You know, the government takes over 30% of their, you know, the governments here take a little bit over 30% of their and the people here get paid monthly. They don't get paid, you know. In America, some jobs say you get paid next day, you know, same day money's in your bank account, right? No, not here, guys. Here you get paid at the end of the month. That's because, well, the government wants to make sure things are easy for it. That way the government can take the money from you at the end of the month rather than try to figure out on a daily basis how much money they can take off of from you, you know. The one girl I had, you know, she was making 1,200 euros a month, but in her hand, you know, that's what they say. They, you know, she told me on paper, I make 1,200 euros a month, but in hand after taxes, I make 900 euros a month. So the government right off the bat, you know, takes probably 30% of your paycheck here, you know. So if you are a dude and you own your own business here, and assuming you're successful in a way, yeah, you are alpha. So this is what the women here have to contend with. This is why women can't be, you know, crazy about looks. Like, oh, he's not wearing the right piece of Nike or the right Nike Jordan. I don't know anything about shoes, goddammit. So, and again, these top guys who have the money here, vast majority of them are Russian mafia, vast majority of them are alcoholics, vast majority of them are physically violent. So when somebody like me comes in, look, I may not be the type of person, you know, I may not be the type of dude that she would be like, oh, I can be with him, but the fact that I ain't fucking abusive, I ain't fucking, an alcoholic, you know, that actually works in my favor. And the thing you guys need to understand is that it is imperative to understand that at the end of the day, guys, you need to find a woman that actually wants to rock with you. I don't approach women, okay? Never, ever approach women, okay? If a woman likes you like that, she'll approach you, okay? If you approach woman, you're automatically putting yourself in an inferior position as a Beta Bucks Deluxe if you approach woman. This is why you guys out there need to understand. Don't ever approach woman, you know? Hey, some women are gonna like the way you look. Now, again, you Indian guys out there, hey man, you're better off jumping off of a bridge than trying to get a woman to like you. Real talk, real motherfucking talk here, okay? But if you're like me, you're tall, but you're a little bit on the ethnic looking side, you know, hey, some girl might like that. You know, some girl might like the Mediterranean look, you know? you don't know, you know. There are some people out there who think I'm fucking Russian. It's like, how the, even when I was driving cab back in LA, man, fucking 14, 15 years ago, people thought I was Russian driving a cab. How the hell did you guys come to that conclusion I'm Russian? Is there like an ethnicity of Russians who are like, you know, on the darker side or something that I'm not aware of? So, yeah, that's the river over there, guys. That's the bridge where we were. Yeah, that's the bridge where we were. Yeah, that's where we were when we first started the video, coming over this bridge, guys. Damn, we went like one big ass circle, man. I think we were right there. I think we were right there when we started. Oh yeah, that's the motherfucker I hate. I hate this thing. See this motherfucker over here? I hate that. I don't know how to use it. I tried to use it once in LA. I don't think it worked. But yeah, you gotta be careful, man. People come up behind you with that thing. You know, if they're courteous, they would go, you know, tren, or, you know, they'd whistle at you or something to let you know they're coming up behind you with one of those things. This is why when you walk, you know, walk to one side, don't make erratic moves. Yeah, I'm not even gonna bother with it. I was looking at it like maybe I can give it a try, but nah, I'd rather walk, you know, If I had an appointment and I had to ride one of those things, I will. But if I don't have to, which obviously I don't, I'd rather walk, guys. That's really what I would rather do. So, getting back to the point of this video before I close it out, guys, is that wheat waffles ain't gonna do you jack squat, okay? Again, I'm not telling you to not buy his course. I'm just telling you, if you're short, brown, and fugly, that, you know, it ain't gonna do you jack squat, you know. Might you learn a little bit from it? Yeah, of course. But then again, what the hell are you gonna learn from wheat waffles that you haven't learned in this freaking video? Especially when I did everything. You know, well, I didn't do everything like the hair transplant. I mean, this is real. You know, I do the Japanese hair straightening. But other than that, man, I did everything. I did the surgeries, I did the face maxing, I did the liposuction, I did the fillers and the Botox. I did all that bullshit, man. So I know what the hell I'm talking about. So again, guys, the vast majority of these grifters out there who want to sell you a course where you can go from yuck to like stud ain't gonna happen. Again, if you're short, brown, and fugly, ain't gonna happen, guys, okay? So you need to understand that if you're a decent looking dude, yeah, you can face max, you can get liposuction, you can run around the neighborhood. Guys, please don't let all these grifters out there who tell you more dates, more weights, or more plates, more dates. You don't need any of that bullshit, guys. And I'm telling you something, man. If you take the right steroids, you really don't even have to go to the gym if you take the right steroids, you know. You guys remember Liver King? You know, him and his caveman diet? Yeah, the guy was taking $11,000 worth of steroids, you know. So again, if you take the right steroids, you don't even have to go to the gym to get a decent physique. So that's what I'm telling you guys. The most important thing for you guys out there is just lose weight, you know, be fit, be toned, you know, run around the block or do what I do, walk around. You know, this place is called Alcacer. It's like a freaking, I think they went out of business. Probably some Arabs who came here decided to have a little bit of fun, fuck a couple of women, and now they're like, I'm done with this country, you know. I don't know who fucks up women more, black people or Arabs. I honestly don't, you know. Who do you think fucks up women more, Arabs or blacks, you know? I think black people fuck up women more on an individual level, But I think Arab people fuck up women more on a bigger level when these women think that they can be flown out to Dubai. You know, I always tell you guys, man, you want to go to a country that doesn't have blacks, Jews, Arabs, and Indians. We got some Arab, we don't have any Arabs here. We got some Indians, we got some blacks, but like I said, ain't nobody looking at these people. They literally don't exist to the Latvian population, man. So, at the end of the day, guys, it's about not being short, not being brown, and not being ugly. You gotta be 5'8 or above, have a fundamentally decent face, not be freaking brown, have hair, not wear glasses, have teeth that are well maintained or look decent, maintain your face with a nice regimen if you must, you know. If you're a young dude, take care of your face, you know, sunscreen, moisturizers, shit like that. Because the last thing you guys want, you know, as a young dude, you know, you want to take care of yourself if you're, when you're young. You know, fortunately for me, you know, my damage is not that bad. In fact, according to the fit scale, I have, my body age is 32 years old. I'm 42 going on 43, but my body has an age of 32, and that's because I didn't play sports, I didn't do nigger shit or anything retarded. So there's I really didn't put any wear and tear on my body. But I'm just showing you guys that you young guys out there, especially if you're under 25, man, take care of your body, especially your face, man. You know, start looking into sunscreen, moisturizers, exfoliation cream, that type of stuff, you know. And, you know, get a hairstyle that fits you best, you know. The hairstyle that fits me best is when I put the hair back like that, you know, sleek it back. That's really the hairstyle that best fits me. So, again, you guys don't need to pay anybody money to tell you what I'm doing. You really don't need to pay anybody that type of money. And, you know, you gotta be realistic, man. You gotta look at yourself in the mirror, you know. If you're, like, if you're short, brown, and fugly, and you look at yourself in the mirror, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm 5'4", I'm brown, I have a fugly Indian face. It's like, yeah, dude, it's over for you, man. Wheat Waffles ain't gonna help you. Andrew Tate ain't gonna help you. Hamza ain't gonna help you. And even look at Hamza, dude. Look at Hamza. The guy is getting literally white trash woman. And that's fucking Hamza. He's a multi-millionaire by now because he scammed all of you incels. And look, he's only getting like white trash. You know, what does that tell you? Even if you did have the money, guys, it don't matter. If you had the money, guys, at the end of the day, you guys out there need to understand, man. Money is not going to change a woman's perception of you. It really is not gonna change a woman's perception of you, money, okay? That's what I'm telling you guys. Like Hamza, for example. Hamza is not short, but he has a fugly phenotype. Hamza's face is fugly. You know, if you look at Hamza's face when he was younger, you can tell that guy had surgery done. Let me say that one more time. Hamza had surgeries done on his face. He had fillers, he had Botox, he probably had major surgeries done on his face, okay, guys? If you look at his face, of his pictures when he was young versus now, he definitely had work on his face done. And even at that, he's still an ugly-looking Indian dude. So what does that tell you, okay? At the end of the day, guys, that Indian phenotype, man, if you have that Indian phenotype, it's GG. I mean, Yogi Obs was able to pull it off because, you know, Yogi Obs ethnically is Bangladeshi. For those of you guys out there who don't know, Yogi Obs is Bangladeshi. He's not Indian. He's Bangladeshi, okay? You know, some of you guys said he's probably Bangladeshi with Sri Lankan in there, you know. We have some Bangladeshi people at our mosque. We have some Sri Lankan people at our mosque. They're good-looking people, guys. You know, no homo, I mean. they're not like Indian fugly by any stretch of the imagination. But at the end of the day, man, yeah, Yogi Obes, he got lucky, okay? Yogi Obes got lucky not because he was alpha male or anything like that. It's because he simply wasn't, he wasn't Indian. He just wasn't Indian. That's all there is to it, guys. He simply wasn't an Indian dude. You know, he was Bangladeshi, maybe Sri Lankan, like you guys said. By the way, guys, this restaurant over here, it's called Lido, L-I-D-O. I don't know if you can see it. Best Latvian food ever. And it's dirt cheap. You know, I went there yesterday. I got, for about $9 American, I got a nice, hearty meal. But at the end of the day, guys, I tend to cook my own food because, you know, I like cooking my own food, you know. But yeah, if you guys are in a pinch, you're hungry, you want to eat, go to Lido, guys. Right behind us, L-I-D-O. It's a chain. How it works, guys. So how Lido works, guys, is that it's kind of like a buffet where people go around, pick out what they want. So they look at the tray. Okay, this tray has a meat on it. You know, $1.50 for this meat. Oh, this tray has ice cream on it. You know, 50 cents for this ice cream. Oh, this tray has mango juice. You know, €2 for the mango. So you pretty much know how much you're getting anyways, because you see the price, you know. And I believe that the prices here, you know, include 21% VAT, you know, value added tax. So I believe the prices here actually include VAT. So when it says, like, for example, if it says €3 for chicken, €2 for ice cream, you're going to end up paying €5 at the register because VAT is already included in it. You know, maybe you Eastern European guys can, like, correct me on that, but I believe that VAT, value added tax, is already included in the prices. I know some places, for example, I was at a Skyline bar yesterday. They tell you that VAT is inclusive. You know, the price is inclusive of VAT and 10% gratuity, you know. So when they tell you that a drink is €10 at Skyline bar, inclusive VAT and gratuity, then that's what you're gonna pay, you know. So the good thing about that is that here in Latvia, you don't have to worry about tipping people, okay? Because I know in America, guys, you know, a lot of people don't like tipping in America, you know. And you worry, you know, if I don't tip, is the girl gonna like spit in my food, shit like that. Here in Latvia, gratuity is already included in the food bill, okay? It's already baked into the items and the bill and all that stuff. And again, you Eastern European people who know better, you can probably correct me on that. So this is why when I go to like a store, when I go anywhere here, for example, when I go to the pub after doing this video, I'm simply gonna scan my card. And I don't have to worry about adding a tip because that tip is already baked into the price, okay? So even though I might buy a Heineken Zero for like €3.70, you know, to me by Mexican standards, that's expensive. But you know what? The tip is already baked in there. So you don't have to worry about some server or bartender saying, cheap ass, you know. So that's a big, big plus for Latvia, if you ask me. So overall, guys, overall, Latvia is not good for business. It's not good if you want to live here as an employee. But if you're like me, you know, you make your money on the internet and you want to come out here every couple of months, have a little fun. Yeah, if you're making $1,500 in Latvia, you are living life as a baller. Yeah, a bunch of dumb kids making noise. You know, just a bunch of dumb kids. It's not even worth it for me to go see what the hell they're doing over there. You know, this is like a Saturday night, man. Should be more of a party scene or something. You know what? Let's end the video in front of this cathedral over here. Let's do that. It's right behind me. Okay, see it? Let's see what type of cathedral it is. I think I passed, you know, I've been walking around this area for so much. Maybe you guys out there know what type of cathedral this is. I'm gonna see if I can see a picture of it. I think I actually used it as a thumbnail in one of my videos the other day. So, should I go? Let's go down this street. Okay, let me do. I don't think that's a Black Hat Cathedral. It might be, or maybe not. Let me, you know what? Let's look at, let's look at this pamphlet over here. Let's look at this pamphlet. Ah, it's called Dome, wait a second, Dome Square. I don't know if you guys can see it. Dome Square, 10 euros to get in there. I don't know. You guys let me know if you think it's worth it to go in there for 10 euros. I don't know. Dome Square, that's what it's called. Yeah. I'm telling you guys, Latvia ain't bad, man. If you know what you're doing, you know how to optimize your life, you know how to get your money right, Latvia ain't bad at all. But again, can't stress this enough. If you're Indian or black, you know, unless you're like fucking basketball player, American black, it's a GG for you, you know. You ain't gonna get anything here, you know. It's a GG. So let's walk around in this video soon. Again, it's a Saturday night, man. It's like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. It's like, where are the people at, man? This is like a Monday night. You know, imagine, you know, imagine AMS walking around here saying, where the bitches at, you know? That's so fucking cringy. Where the bitches at? It's like, bro, if you walked around grabbing your junk saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, you know, at least people would have laughed at that. But walking around in 2023 saying, where the bitches at? Dude, that's so fucking 1996, bro. You know? I still can't believe a lot of you guys out there are following antiquated male strategies in 2023, man. And that's another thing I wanted to bring up with you guys, okay? As the price of living goes up, as the number of quality men go down, you guys out there need to understand, women are not gonna go to the nightclubs, they're not gonna go to the pubs to look for a man there. They might go there for attention, they might go there for a one night stand, but you're not gonna find a woman, quality woman, in nightclubs and pubs. You're just not gonna find woman over there, guys. This is what a lot of you guys out there need to understand, man. Things are getting worse. They will get worse, okay? They will get worse, guys. There is no two ways about it, okay? You know, here, it's fine, but everybody's telling me, man, inflation has went up, and wages have not went up with inflation at all. You know, well, wages here did go up, yes, but they are not keeping up with inflation, man. So for you and me, you know, $650 a month on a nice Airbnb is nothing. To them, that's like 70% of 75% of their paycheck right there. So what does that tell you, okay? So eventually, guys, women have to make a choice. Either they're gonna focus on their careers or they're going to find the right dude. Now, all two of you women out there watching this video, I'm gonna tell this to you ladies out there, okay? And I'm gonna end this video on this. For all of you ladies out there, all two of you watching this video, very soon you're gonna have a choice to make. Either suck the right dick and you'll be well taken care of for life, or suck many wrong dicks and live a pathetic life. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. And again, I'm not telling anybody here not to buy what Wheat Waffles is offering you. I'm just simply stating, short, brown, and fugly, it's not going to work. You're not going to raise your SMV by 2 whole points in 24 hours unless you had major work done on your face. And again, can't stress this enough. As long as you're not fucking Yogi Obes midget short, as long as you're 5'8 and above, face is the most important thing. Face followed by skin color, that's the most important thing. And of course, height. But as long as you're at least 5'8, you have a good face, everything else will follow. The hair, getting rid of the glasses, all that can be taken care of. It's the face and the skin color, guys. Again, if you're 5'8 and over, you got a good face, you got the right skin color, you know, you're white, or you're male, or you're a basketball player. That's what they call them here in Eastern Europe, basketball Americans. Yeah, that's all that really matters, guys. Face, the right skin type, and then height. Okay, those three things you have no power over. Okay, if you're 5'4", there's nothing you can do about that. Okay, a lot of you guys out there been saying, yo, Omar, should I get that surgery to give me 3 more inches? Dude, it's unsafe. You have no idea the negative effects it will have on you when you're like 50, 60, 70 years old. Don't do it. You know, going from 5'4 to 5'7 just ain't worth it, you know. So don't do that surgery where you have your height adjusted. It's just not worth it. If you're brown like an Indian dude, unless you want to do what Michael Jackson did, it's pretty much over for you. If you just have a ugly phenotype like most Indian people, you know, maybe you have no jaw, maybe your eyes are too close, or if you just have a fugly looking phenotype, you know, there's really nothing you can do about it. But if your nose is a little bit too big, you can take care of that. You know, if you need a little bit of buttocks to keep this area up with this area, you can do that. You know, you need some fillers in here, you can do that. Okay, you need a lip correction, you can do that. Okay, but anything where the fundamental just is not there, there's nothing you can do about. Okay, this is why I say short, brown, fugly Indians, it's over for you guys. Wheat Waffles ain't gonna help you. Andrew Tate ain't gonna help you. Hamza ain't gonna help you. Fresh and Fit ain't gonna help you. All right, guys, so that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.